Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh, JD!
Happy holidays
to you. Happy holidays to you. We're almost there. Thanksgiving. T-minus turkey. Feeling like Brendan Fraser from The Whale. Just, I can't stop myself. I got to shovel more food in Baby Mawa. Mm-hmm. Baby Mawa. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait to be fat as shit, drink craft beers that have 8,000 calories in it. Fun fact, that's why we actually started Hard AF Seltzer. No lie. It's a true story. It was Dan and I were going to all these events. Doing live shows for years, and it was like, man, dude, if I have one more delicious craft beer.
Right. That's like high, high ABV, right?
So you're
like.
You're getting fat as shit.
Right.
It's just, it's too much.
Like 400 calories in one beer.
Every single beer. And there was one event, no lie, and I love this place, and I'm saying this out of love. It was one of my favorites, Craft and Growler in Dallas, Texas. And it was years ago before we moved here. We did a live show there, and their beer was so delicious that next day I hopped on the old scale, and it was 8.5 pounds.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, my God, did I just drink an entire newborn in one sitting at a brewery? This has got to change. So we actually came up with an 8% hard AF seltzer with no carbs and sugars and all that stuff. Literally after that, I was like, we can't keep going to these events and just pounding this.
That's true.
And I love craft beer more than life, so please. Yeah. Please don't think that I'm shitting on you. I loved it so much that I had to create a company that I could get that fucked up with no carbs and sugars. That's how much I love craft beer.
But Thanksgiving, I mean, all bets off.
Yeah, all bets are off.
That's the beauty of Thanksgiving.
And so we were in Wilmington, North Carolina. Shout out to everybody who came out, all the nooners, to brunches. We ended up doing a live show, bled into it.
Yeah.
And then we had a party, and it was free hard AFs all nights, free food all nights, best food in the biz, best drinks, love brunches in Wilmington, North Carolina. Huge fan of those guys. We're now available in the Total Wines and all of that stuff, but I made you pull over the car on the way to the airport at my favorite brewery there, Wilmington Brewery, and I loaded up my suitcase full of beers.
Yeah.
Because the fat kid inside of me wanted to have them on Thanksgiving Day and enjoy NFL football and family and life and food and all that other stuff. And so I actually physically, I think I put like, I don't know, 16 ounce cans in my bag.
Yeah.
My suitcase. We got stopped. Here's how much we put in there booze-wise, is we put it up on the scale. And they said, sir, both bags are overweight. And so I had to pull the beers out and redistribute them.
One in, one, you know.
Yep. Yeah. And we came in at 49.6 on each bag. But all the beers arrived safely. Mm-hmm. And that's all that matters. So it's going to be a great Thanksgiving.
It really is.
You know, unless you're dating Puff Daddy.
Right. Well.
Then shit's going to get wild at Thanksgiving.
It's going to be an okay Thanksgiving for her now.
You think it was a direct deposit? I think that's the only way out, where they were like, hey, I will settle this under 24 hours. It better hit my fucking account before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like
because I'm going further with it.
Because she had to sign an NDA with it. So it's like you don't do that or stop your campaign unless you have the money already, right? Yep. So 100%. Yep. And now they've settled it amicably.
Mm.
Interesting choice of words when we're talking about this kind of allegation. Now, when we first heard it, or if you guys don't know, Cassie Ventura, which I love that name.
She's a very nice looking lady as well.
Yes.
And not hood trash where you're like, all right, cool. This is where a lawsuit like this typically comes from, in my opinion.
where you're just like, all right, you fucking street urchin, like, who is this and whatever.
Sure.
Classy broad.
Mm-hmm.
Classy broad. You know what I'm saying?
Classy broad. She first came out with allegations. They were pretty vague at first, which were, you know, I guess rape and physical abuse, basically.
Right. So, okay.
Rape allegations, physical abuse.
But here's where it started for me real quick. Sorry to interrupt. Was I saw the headline of rape allegations,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. So it kind of stopped there for me, but I also knew that they were together for years.
Right.
So I just kind of dismissed it as like this frivolous thing. I didn't pay much attention to it. And then you dug a little deeper and you were like, whoa, there was some more stuff. And I was like, was there more stuff?
Right. Because when you first hear it, you go, for me, I thought it was they weren't married, but they had been together for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she was like, I'm getting paid. And I was like, hey, girl, do whatever you got to do. Right. If you don't have a marriage contract, very hard to get money for 10 years of being with someone, doing music with them, probably back end stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, cool. And that sounds about right. 30 million, 10 years with Diddy, working with him and living with him, whatever. But then you get more into
a lot of money. 30 million?
Not to him.
Was it after, or you know what I'm saying? Did she advance his music career?
No.
He's had one song in like the last 10 years.
No, but I I'm always a fan of girls getting paid.
I know you are, Jesse. Okay. And I don't know why. Because you were married, so you're getting half the shit.
Yeah, but if we weren't.
Yeah, but would you do it?
Would I do what?
That's the thing, though. Isn't it on the girl to say, like, hey, dude, we've been together long enough. Either we're getting married or we're not at this point, like, because this is fucked up. That's what usually happens.
Right. But if that just is not happening, but you're still staying with them, working with them, building a company with them. If we weren't married, I'd accuse you of all this shit.
Oh, God.
To get money? To get paid for the years that Jesse, I fucking lost? Yeah. Come on yeah. Now. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Come for me.
That's
come on, Rubes.
Crazy, dude.
Come on, Rubes. Come for me, dude.
Why?
You
got to
do
Rubes?
What you. No, just because he's the name that I shout out. I don't even know if he's in here. But yeah, you got to get paid. But anyway, actually going into the whole thing, it gets very specific and goes down to. You said like color of nail polish.
So I'll read off some of it here. So again. What I said earlier was the first thing I had read, and the only headline there was rape allegations and
battery and forced sex. And you go,
well,
you got a rap on the beak and you had to have sex with Diddy, right? Is what you're thinking.
Not that, but like, here's what my mind immediately goes to. They've been together for 9 years. What constitutes rape at that point or whatever? And who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You always say if you're sleeping, it doesn't count. And that's the way I look at it.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
In our bedroom. So I'm kidding. But then you started to dig a little deeper in here and it says sex trafficking. Whoa, I was like, okay. You were getting trafficked or other people were getting trafficked? That opens up a whole new can of worms.
Yeah.
Oh, who's getting trafficked here?
She was.
She was.
Yes.
Okay, and why? What constitutes her getting sex trafficked by him?
Sold to or basically brought to his friends and colleagues. And being used by them.
For sex?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Beatings were witnessed by staff. So, like, beatings. She was basically in, according to her.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this third bullet point.
What is it?
Yeah, dude. I blew up
a man's car after learning he was romantically interested in Miss Ventura.
Yeah.
Correct.
So, it was control on a level that is... I mean...
Wait, so leave that there. Do you know who the man's car was?
No.
Kid Cudi.
He blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Okay. Okay.
So when this comes out, right? So here's where all this shit gets wild. You read shit like this, blew up a man's car, and the only thing that fit at that time period was Kid Cudi's car blew up. So that's the only thing that could possibly make sense there. It's not often you're blowing up cars these days. That's some old school mafia shit from, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you put the key in.
The '80s. Yeah.
That's an Irish thing.
Right. It sure is. Mm-hmm. And not that I don't respect Diddy for doing it. I love it.
That's cultural appropriation.
I think it's hilarious. Yeah, exactly. But that's an Italian thing. But he is a New Yorker. You learn from the best. And sure, that happened all the time in New York. Great. Often punched, beat, kicked, and stomped on Miss Ventura, resulting in bruises, burst lips, black eyes, and bleeding. Now, allegedly, like you said, there was people within the office that could also back up those stories mm-hmm. and assistants and all that other stuff. Forced Miss Ventura to engage in sex acts with male sex workers while masturbating and filming the encounters.
Mm-hmm. Calling them freak-offs.
Freak-offs.
We're just going to have a cute little freak-off tonight, babe. Yep.
And I'm going to watch you
like widely known that
have
that's...
sex with mm-hmm. multiple dudes. And I'm just going to jack off in the corner while this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be real clear. That's never been an interest of mine and never will be, Jesse. So I will not be asking you to a freak off.
Okay, great.
No matter how much money we ever have in this life, okay?
Great.
Because I think part of this is I'm so rich and bored that I need to create sex Olympics or freak offs or things. And then, because let's face it, after this is kids and shit, right? There's mm-hmm. nowhere else to go. You've run out of holes and shit to do in life. The next one up here is ran out of his apartment with a firearm in pursuit of a rival industry executive who he learned was nearby. Not shocking. All right. Mm-hmm. Probably the least shocking allegation there, right?
That I would expect.
Totally.
I would expect.
You can probably expect that out of me.
Mm-hmm.
If that happened around this studio.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. Yeah.
So I guess like even in any like business meeting or meeting with his agents or anything, he would always, his first order of business was to take out his gun, put it on the table.
Yep.
Facing whoever, you know, lawyer. This is normal, just adult fucking meetings.
This is drinking bros every single day.
Right. So I'm sure Dan would love that part.
I love it. I love the whole shit. It's great.
Yeah.
Go back to that list, please, real quick. Delco.
He, another allegation was that he allegedly paid $50,000 to a hotel for them to erase, surveillance footage of a hallway.
Yep.
Where he was throwing glass faces at Cassie after she had a black eye. She was trying to escape
mm-hmm.
and he was literally like attacking her and brought her back into. So
this one I can actually, I can say that this happens. There was another celebrity. This was in the 2000s, mid to late 2000s. Relatively famous, got fucked up at a Sky Bar. You know how they had the hotel attached to that?
Mm-hmm.
And they paid off the people to rip the footage from that floor.
For who?
Of
Diddy?
What was going on. Not Diddy, but another celebrity. So there's a guy who everybody used to use for this shit. So this one I believe too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that has nothing to do with yours, but like...
No.
He just paid the hotel $50,000.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
so I know another celebrity who paid off the hotel almost I believe it was $50,000 to erase, but it was an entire floor of footage. What they said they couldn't get rid of was the lobby, which was super interesting. Where
right.
I was like, why the lobby? They were like, well... Him walking around fucked up afterwards, we can't do anything about that. But the floor, we can erase.
Right.
So this, 100% true. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Next up is introduce Miss Ventura to a lifestyle of excessive alcohol and substance abuse and required her to procure illicit prescriptions to satisfy his own addictions. Sure. I don't really have a problem with that one, right? Are we shocked by that?
No.
No. It's nice to add to the list and makes it fun, but
I think it paints, basically cares. She's painting a picture of what life was like for her. And then the threats are also in here, threats why she didn't leave, what he would threaten,
mm-hmm.
how powerful he was. He basically made her, you know, so it's this power dynamic. And Diddy at that time was, I mean, I don't think you could touch him. You know
also,
what I mean?
I mean, when you're doing stuff like this, you know, just dressing like Batman.
Is that
him?
Yeah,
it's him. That's him as Batman, dude.
What a fucking weirdo. I think it's just all coming out that he's a weirdo. Another part of this that happened a while ago, I think, was he, out of nowhere, gave back, t- to all of his artists that were on his label or that he'd ever worked with, whatever, gave back the rights to all of their
publishing rights,
rights to all of their music, but then made them sign NDAs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why you would ever do that unless something was about to come out and these people like Kid Cudi, whatever, people knew stuff and you just go like, here you go. Or stuff was about to come out that they were going to find out. Or something.
So that one I think I can answer as well. With the publishing aspect of it, if you did not pay royalties to your artist for years and years and years, in order to get out of that, volunteering the publishing rights back to everybody right. is a nice way to keep the money you stole from your artist.
Yes.
And then say, hey guys, go with God and sell your publishing rights. And the residuals will start for you on those publishing rights starting the day you got them back.
Right.
So let's say, I don't know, Kid Cudi, for example. I don't know if he was part of the label or whatever. Let's say Mace. Mace was on there. Mace, if it started tomorrow, it would be on Spotify, all those streams. He would get the money for the shit and everything else going forward. If he wanted to sell the rights to his back catalog, then he could do that. And then also gets Diddy out of paying all those residuals and a back payment to all those guys. I know it sounded like a beautiful gesture to start with. There was one artist who came out and was just like, cool motherfucker, where was the mm-hmm. money all those years? And this kind of gets you out of that. If you sit down with a lawyer and they go over it, they're going to be like, look, you can go and sue Diddy for past royalties.
Good luck.
And it's going to cost a lot of money.
Just or move forward.
You can take the catalog and then keep the residuals the rest of your life and hang it down to your kids or whatever else, right? So that all kind of makes sense. The other story I heard back in L.A. shooting at a studio, at a recording studio, was that he killed this dude in a fucking, it was a room called the Egg Room, and it was all white. White carpet, white sides. It was shaped like an egg. And it was one of those things where you whispered into the wall and you could hear it all the way around. It's one of the dopest rooms I've ever been in. And when I was in there, the producer was like, by the way, Diddy killed a guy in here. And I was like, no fucking way, dude. Whether this story is true or not, I don't know. But it was told to me so long ago. My image of him, I was just like, I don't believe this story.
Right.
Because of he's always been the happy, take that. Type of dude where I was just like, there's no way Diddy could fucking pull the trigger on somebody. And was just like, hey, there's blood all over this white room. And he goes, rip all the fucking carpets down, roll them up and get them the fuck out of here. Or you're off the payroll.
Right.
Now with all this other weird shit, like, because part of this too was like making her paint her nails black if she was having sex with white dudes. So that way the nail color would pop off their back when she was digging into their back. Like, I mean, it was wild shit where you were like, man, you need a team of writers to come up with a fucking lawsuit like this, because this is unbelievable.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's almost believable.
Let me ask you, do you believe it?
Yeah.
That all this happened?
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
I think if you were going to just use your stock standard, oh man, I'm fucking whatever, and have no proof of it, that's another thing. But I bet you, if she said it was filmed, there's film that exists, there's texts, there's emails, I'm sure, there's computers.
There's employees that can be called to if you really wanted to take this all the way. So, you know, yeah, the discovery in that trial would be worse than the allegations probably. So he was like, cool, $30 million. I don't think she settled for any less. I think it was just
straight transaction.
A straight up deal that made it so they could say now that it's done, that they're moving on amicably. She has a husband, kids. She's already moved on. But, you know.
Yeah.
She's getting paid.
This was less than 24 hours they said they settled.
If even a couple of those things happened, she should get paid.
Besides blowing up the car, also in this lawsuit was dangling a friend over a 17th floor balcony.
Okay.
Great.
Sure.
This one's super intense as well. And this is like next level shit. Asking her to carry his gun in her purse. So when you give somebody a firearm, especially if it's loaded in the state of New York, you're looking at 2 years. I think it's per bullet there. I mean, it's fucking gnarly, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say you're carrying a gun that's not registered to you. If you're trying to hold power over somebody by saying, hey, dude, I want you to carry my fucking gun in your purse out. If you act up tonight, you don't act right. I'm going to tell whoever, homegirl's got a fucking loaded gun and she's crazy and she's trying to kill me. And then she's going to prison for shit like that.
Right.
That's dark. I mean, that one's a dark one, dude.
Yeah.
It is one thing to hold an eight ball or some ecstasy for somebody or whatever. You're like, all right, cool, man. Like, it's somebody else's drugs, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But a fucking gun in the state of New York that's loaded.
Yeah.
2 years per bullet. Damn, dude. That's mm-hmm. fucking gnarly. She never went to the police out of fear that it would give her another excuse to hurt her, obviously, here. And it just says super dark times, dude.
Yep.
Dark times. But, you know, that's Diddy. That's Diddy.
Yeah.
Everything to me.
I know.
I'll
be missing you. I'll be missing you.
Shit, we just got demonetized.
Oh, I know, because it was so good.
It's so uncute.
It was so good.
I did get to go to one of his parties, one of his white parties once, and it was the greatest goddamn thing. Greatest party of all time. And did anybody suspect this? No. No, dude.
Right.
I mean, he was just as fun and dancing around mm-hmm. and went up to every single person, individually, all of us, and said, hey, man, are you having a great time? Thanks for being here. Here's a bottle, a full bottle of champagne to everybody there. It was like 400 people, dude.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
and I just walked around with a microphone all night long and just demanded more drinks and more fucking booze for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And it was awesome. And that, like, did I think he was going to go home and watch fucking eight guys have sex with his girlfriend and then masturbate in the corner? No, I didn't think that.
Right.
That didn't cross my mind that evening.
Right, 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 right.
But if you're doing that shit for how many years at this point? 35, 40 years, close to 40 years. When did, I guess, Biggie take off? When was that, 93, 4, somewhere mm-hmm. in there? You know, fuck, dude. Sean John's, all that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Cambodian breast milk sketch on fucking Chappelle's show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chappelle knew something.
Yeah. You
know, I want you to go across the street, go get me some Cambodian breast milk. You know, walk across the bridge.
Right, right, right.
I remember watching the show when he made him walk across the bridge, and I was like, all right, this is fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe it was there all along and we were just
open
like,
secret,
oh,
in certain circles, probably. Like, if you were close to him in any way, you knew.
Uh-huh.
But what are you going to do? Same with her. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
No one would believe it.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So in this one, look, I'm not a fan of, like, girls just fucking suing for bullshit. But, like, this one, yeah, whatever the fuck she went through, go ahead and give her the money and move on with your life. The other thing, too, I think California has this law. I don't know about Texas, but isn't it, like, a common law after a certain amount of years?
7, yeah. But, you know, they were off and on, and I don't think they had any, like, you know, there was no real proof of them being, you know, really connected, I don't think, for 7 years.
I'm going to be honest with you. I recognize her face. I'm looking at it right now here, but I don't really remember. I don't know her name.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does she have any songs, Delco? Like, just her? Cassie Ventura? Oh, okay.
2012 is when they blew up Kid Cudi's car, by the way.
That would be a lookup. 2012. That? Yeah, they said, yeah.
That's funny.
They said it in here, yeah.
And it said around that time, Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway.
Wow. Did he know it was Diddy? I mean,
probably. Yeah. What are you going to do? Like, even Kid Cudi has got to be like, yo, man, it's Diddy. Like, what the fuck?
What are you going to, yeah. What are you going to go against?
Even just
fucking Sean
back,
Combs? Yeah.
Because everybody thought that he had Tupac killed, right? So you're like, all right.
Damn.
Who knows?
A year after How to Make It in America got canceled, too.
Damn, dude. We actually like that show.
He was so good in that.
He was. I like Kid Cudi.
Same.
Not only as a rapper, but as an actor, too. Like, I thought he was a very good actor.
Cassie has a Long Way to Go, Me and You, Is It You?
And that's just her or her and him?
Just her.
Yeah. Okay, I don't
know. None of these songs. I'd play it, but we're not on Patreon.
I know.
We're not on Patreon today, kids. Sorry about that. What I'm not sorry about is this mustache, by the way. It's coming in nicely.
Yeah, lots of comments.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you guys have been with us for how many years at this point? you know, every holiday season, Daddy's stash is back up, so we're good to go there.
I feel like I just need to start bleaching my hair every fall. So shouts to Jesse for doing this again.
Hey, for sure.
No problem, man. Might have to do a little root retouch before I put you wherever you're going.
And that's why I can never leave you. Like, this is, like, you hold the power in this relationship.
I'm the ditty?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, why? You're close. You do too many things that the whole fucking system would crumble.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I don't think people know this. Like, you not only edited the first 500 episodes, video and audio of Drinking Bros, first 400 or 500 of this show as well. Mm-hmm. You cut everybody's hair. You dye Delco's hair. Dye everybody's hair. You do all the cool shit. All the cool makeup for the kids. You're probably the best cook of all time. That would all fucking fall apart.
Right.
And even though it's home, it's HelloFresh.
Yeah, Ross.
It's still hard to make.
Yeah.
What do you say you do here, Ross?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know.
You're kind of naming.
I run a media company and a seltzer company, and I write books. And then other than that, I'm worthless this point.
The woman behind the man is really.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
The one that should get all the credit.
Yes. And right. So I told her long ago, I was just like, look, man, if something happens to us and we're not together, like, I'm not going to fight you for anything. Go ahead and take all your shit because you earned it.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, you're definitely, none of this shit would really be possible without you. So I'm like, I don't really give a fuck, take it, you know?
Right. And if I don't get it, I know how to get it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
just go scorch earth too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm not taking half. I'm taking it all.
Yeah. Like, I'm not opposed at all to doing whatever you have to do. to get what you think you deserve.
Sure. Sure.
Because a lot of the work that we do is silent and not noticed, right?
Women or you in general?
I think women in general, where it's like, oh, you reach for the thing and it's just there. How did it get there?
But we also know a lot of...
Oh, you reach for the thing and it's clean and folded. How did that happen? You know,
we also know a lot of lazy women where you're like, dude, you can't be fucking asking for shit, dude. There's one that comes to mind right now. And you're like, oh, okay, cool, man.
I mean...
There's a lot, actually.
Courtney Fox.
Right? Rob's wife. Get it together. Only probably does everything.
We should tell the audience that Rob did not leave.
He's left the show for the week.
Yeah, he's 2 days. He's what in?
He's suspended.
St. Louis
suspended him.
Yeah, we suspended him.
He had a 2-game suspension there.
Mm-hmm.
No, he went to St. Louis for Thanksgiving with his wife and kids. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I always forget that people travel around and do family stuff on Thanksgiving. It's been a while.
It has.
Because our family's here and we have so many kids now that it's just like, hey, if you don't come and see us, we're not seeing you.
Yeah, we definitely go like, come on out.
Yes, we invite all the people out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob can't do that though. No power move from Rob.
No.
I would just have been like, hey, you're coming to me, bro. I got a newborn. No. Just trying to rack up 2 newborns at a new crib. Good luck with that, friend.
Yeah. And like, oof. New environment.
Bro,
in the same room.
They're not sleeping at all.
Night, night. Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a long Thanksgiving for Bob.
Right.
I bet you he'll be in early on Monday.
Although his parents, I think the families are like rich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She has money.
Yeah. And so does his family. So, I mean, I think there's going to be a couple extra room type of sitch there.
Okay.
But good for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Why not, dude? Have fun.
He deserves it, huh, Delco?
Have fun.
Can't think of somebody that deserves it
more. I mean, Is he listening for notes? Probably.
No.
Oh, no, he's totally off.
Yeah, he's off the grid.
Oh, okay.
I think he said he'll join us tomorrow.
Is he driving?
No, I think they're flying.
Okay. First?
No, with 2 kids?
We don't know. No. I don't know how Rob rolls, you know?
Yeah, same.
Offline. Wanted to ask you guys something here. There was an article written about Hans Kim, who was actually on Drinking Bros, a month ago? Very, very funny comedian, Asian guy, opens for Rogan. Tony Hinchcliffe is on, I think he's like a regular on Kill Tony on the podcast all the time.
Yeah, he's in Austin.
Very, very funny dude, but really fucking pushes it.
Sure.
So there's an article written about him and him telling a Matthew Perry joke. A series of them right after he died.
Okay.
And they were asking, when is too soon on something like that? Great question. I don't. What do you? What's the rules on something like that? What do you think? Where
15
do you live?
Minutes.
It depends, right? Like, he was a comedian. So,
Matthew Perry was, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he would.
What's a better time than the day of? Because it's on everyone's mind.
Right. Oof. And it kind of, like, you know,
day of is too
changes
much.
The mood a little. You know, everyone's so sad. You come in with a joke. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Here's and this is full disclosure for us as a company. We have somebody that runs our social media accounts. The chick who does it, she's great. Danny's awesome, but she posted a fucking. She posted one, I think, a day and a half after on Ross Patterson Revolution's Instagram.
She was late.
I deleted it. I thought it was. And
you thought it was too soon.
I did. I thought it was too soon. So I deleted it. Okay. I went and deleted it. I don't do that very often, but I deleted it. I was like, it's. And here's why it was so hard for me. It was because he was so beloved, right? Him, Kobe, beloved. Fucking Tom Sizemore and all that shit. It's like, all right, man, like, you were an awful human being. And I don't, you know, nobody really felt bad about Tom Sizemore.
I did, more than Matthew Perry.
Really?
Yeah, because we lost the, or no, we won the bet on that, didn't we?
When I'm saying he was a horrific human being.
Yeah, but Sizemore has.
Sizemore was, no, I'm saying
better roles.
Sizemore.
Better roles than fucking Matthew Perry.
Throw the roles out the window. Sizemore was a horrific human being.
Yeah,
And
I
so same with
had
like
been...
that XXXTentacion guy. I was like, man, that guy couldn't get murdered fast enough. I wish it was sooner than that.
Right.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Read the last charges he was about to face and go to court for. Some of the most horrendous shit I've ever read in my life. And I was just like, God damn, man.
How do you feel about Palestine, though?
Triple X extension. I don't know how he felt about Palestine.
Oh wait, there's more conspiracy theories too with Sean Combs.
With Puff Daddy?
Well, you know, wife of his kids.
She died.
Yeah.
She died suddenly in the middle of the.
And then there was someone.
I think it was a heart attack.
And no, it was pneumonia.
That's it.
Well,
I almost died from pneumonia, so I get it.
Right, like, yeah.
There was multiple times.
There was other people that died right before a book was going to come out. I'll have to like get more into it, but there was just the beginnings of like conspiracies of now people that have died.
I mean, he's killed people, several people, right?
Yes,
right.
And look, one was
but,
told
like,
to
mother
me by
of his.
And one was told to me by a person that had no reason to lie to me and tell this weird story in the middle of the night. And I was just like, all right.
And like probably killed Biggie.
What do you think on that?
No, fuck. That one's a bridge too far.
I mean, it's a
you think he killed Biggie? I don't think so. There was too much money there.
Jealousy.
No, there was too much money.
And he really milked. I mean, to this day, I still think he'll like go out and be like, still missing my, you know what I mean?
My
like crying.
Bro,
yeah. He really milked it. So Craigers, he got a lot out of it.
Craigers just gave us $20. It said, he's got a new name. It's Craigers Cash Craigister.
Okay.
And I like that. Craigister. He's a cash Craigister. Right? Is that how we're doing that? Maybe we want to workshop that, Craig. But I like it.
Yeah, I'd try
it. Thank
a
you
couple.
For the $20.
Yeah, I try a couple different.
There's some shoes I want, Craig, if you want to be my fucking pay pig. That I fucking looked him up last night because he was on the Manning cast. It was Mark Wahlberg's shoes. I want those pink municipals. I just want to see what they're like in real life. I clicked on the button. They're fucking $200. I was like, whoa.
We'll get the Amazon wish list going.
I know. The fucking pay pig shit, dude. Send it to the office. Those pink municipals. With the pink soles, size 12 in men's. I don't, Craig, if you're that rich, you know? What else are you reading about? Who else got murdered there?
No, they're not going into, they're just going into like his.
The conspiracy of it?
No, well, the controversy, but go ahead.
Well,
Sorry.
The wife died from pneumonia. That's fine.
Right.
She did die from pneumonia. It seems strange because it was out of nowhere, but it was also one of those people who also looked very normal and everything else, and
but she knew some shit.
Oh, she had to have known some shit.
All right, here's a question. Mm-hmm. Who would you rather upset, Diddy or Kevin Spacey?
Rather upset? I'd rather upset Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got bodies, though. They both got bodies.
They both have bodies, but Spacey, you feel like you could get away from Diddy. I don't know. I mean, his shit, when you're that rich too and you've got that many ties, like you could murder some people. I would be afraid of Diddy for sure.
Yeah. For plus sure. He's black.
Well, Jesse, you're really showing yourself here today, okay?
Joking.
Really showing yourself here today, okay?
Obviously, I'm joking. One's white and gay and old.
Yeah.
Sorry. One's fit. Has guns, clearly. You know what I mean? Has murdered.
Anyone that tries to testify against Spacey just suddenly goes
suddenly
away.
Dies. I mean, what, three people died in those
yeah,
cases?
Yeah, so it's that kind of.
And then he beat every single trial. Every one of them he won. Spacey.
Yeah, that was a timing thing. But yeah, I think if we really went into it, and there's people that are going to, obviously, really went into the death surrounding certain things and what was going to happen right before they died, as far as
Yeah.
I think there was someone that was going to write a book or something was going to come out.
Could be. I mean, look, as this shit as the world continues to go and kind of fold into each other and everything's bought up and paid for by everything else, the more and more dark shit is going to happen, I think. So, yeah, I'm with you on this.
Yeah,
it for sure, man. And you kind of just want to, if you can, take your little slice of the American pie and then get the fuck out of there before shit gets dark.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I felt like that about Los Angeles.
Not
I really
too big of
did.
A slice either.
No.
Take a
just the right
reasonable
amount.
Reasonable slice.
Don't take the biggest slice in that pie on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Take the medium one.
Because think about
it,
right? Like all those crypto millionaires that came out over the last couple of years that are all disappearing.
I 100% agree. And they're fucking dying or going to jail.
Ending up in suitcases.
Yeah, dude. I mean, did you hear about that? One guy ended up in a fucking folded up in a suitcase.
Which one was it?
One of the crypto fucking
dudes.
Because
there's one that's still missing that his fiance called and said, or called all of the holders or the company or whatever and said that he died basically of diarrhea in India. And he was the only one that had.
Yeah.
Dysentery will get you.
Yeah, it was something like that. And he was the only one that had the, crypto key to fucking hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Still hasn't. No one's seen the bot. You know what I mean? Like
you don't
that.
You want to uncover too many secrets.
You don't. And I got, you and I have a friend who's one friend who's got a bunch of crypto shit and you're just like, not going to upset him or do anything about that.
No.
We don't even talk about it. And it's like, all right, cool, man. I just wonder when he's going to disappear one day and then he's owns the island, where he bought it. Because we have some other friends that went to, now they did well in crypto, but then they cashed out and bought up a bunch of shit in Puerto Rico. Remember that? Because
you could buy
your property in Puerto Rico. And then we saw them on 60 Minutes. And I'm like,
they did it under the guise of
we're helping out their
economy. Yeah. Building some kind of shelters or something, or helping the economy, whatever. But
you
just
happen to have this beautiful three-story mansion on the beach in Puerto Rico, but you're helping out their economy. Yeah. By what? Hiring maids and shit? Like, oh, boy.
Hurts no one.
Creates jobs. It definitely creates jobs.
Victimless crime.
Man, dude.
Everybody benefits.
Yeah. I had to call Jesse in for the other room, and I was like, you're not going to fucking believe this one. I mean, I was watching it live on 60 Minutes. Your boy, the Chrisleys, by the way.
What's up?
You called it, so I'm going to give you credit for it. They're knocking off years off his sentence.
Yeah.
So they're going to knock off about three off of his, and it says five off of hers. So she's only going to do 5 years.
Okay. And then
that's not terrible for her.
He's still at.
He's looking at nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
missed opportunity with no fucking Rob here to do his impression.
Oh,
I know of the Chrisleys.
Oh, I'm not gay. I'm just from Atlanta.
I just love vagina.
I love pussy. That's all I love.
It's just me. And I cannot hack
can't
it in
get
jail.
Pussy.
Yep.
I know. I can't hack it in jail if I don't have my pussy around me.
James, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 50% off. everything in highest store for the holidays, kids, for the holidays. All right, inflation is through the roof. Nobody can afford shit. Therefore, Ghostbed was like, you know what? Fuck it. We'll give you 50% off everything in the entire store. They've never done this in the history of their company. Everything is 50% off beds, adjustable bases, pillows, sheets, RV mattresses, weighted blankets, you name it. 50% off at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. All you got to do is type in the promo code drinkingbros at checkout and you're good to go, brother. And then when you do check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. Guess what? You can stretch out those payments over 3 years and still get the 50% off, dude, over 3 years. If you're looking for a big-ticket item for Christmas, highly recommend this one. 50% off everything in the entire store. Promo code Drinkin' Bros will do that for you at checkout. Next up, we got HardAFSeltzer.com. The holidays are here, kids. We're live in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Ohio right now. Go get yourself a 12-pack at 8%, Daddy. Also, college football rivalry weekend is upon us. Ohio State, Michigan, we're live in Columbus. I know a lot of you guys are watching the game down there at the bars. Hit up Standard Hall on campus there. Rage with the kids. Maybe perhaps you're in school there. Greatest place to watch the fucking game. If you're an adult in this life, there's no better place than the Pint House in the Short North or Urban Myers Pint House in Dublin. Shit, I would say he's going to be there, but I think Fox Noon is actually at that game. It's at Michigan this year. So go out and do it. 14-0 Liquors there on campus has got it. North Campus Booze Bar. They've also got it there. The package store, you can buy it from there. Tons of stuff, dude. Go to the store locator. Type in your city or zip. You're good. Don't want to forget about Auburn versus Alabama and the Iron Bowl down there in Tuscaloosa because the game's at Auburn this year. If you're staying home and you're not making the 3-hour drive, you can stay on campus. Go to that Shell station right there. 1405 University Boulevard. Grab a 12-pack in Tuscaloosa. Corks and Tops is fully in stock as well. Head over there. Auburn, you're on campus, dude, and you're boozing, cruising for a boozing this weekend over there. Hit up University Liquor. Tiger Liquors down there. It's got you all stocked up. Hit up Tiger Liquors and Rage. If you're an Alabama fan, hit up Ramajama next to the stadium, dude. Beautiful place to watch the game. And you're next to the stadium, too. Beat Auburn, you want to rage? Go ahead, dude. Georgia, Atlanta is all stocked up. University of Georgia is playing Georgia Tech. The Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech. We're all over Georgia. We're all over Atlanta. We're in all the Piggly Wigglies in both of those states, too, grocery store-wise. And every single Total Wine's out there. And we're new to Wilmington, North Carolina. Hit up brunches if you're partying, dude. Best brunch on the fucking planet there. Best drinks on the planet. And the beauty of it is they're serving hard AF seltzer down there. Hit up that Total Wines in Wilmington as well as that Randall's. And if you're in Florida, feel free to hit up any of those Total Wines down there or any of those stores nearest you. Just go to hardafseltzer.com, click on that store locator, and you're good to go. We also ship right to your house still, so if you need it, we'll ship it to you. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support us and support the show. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Show. Yeah, now Todd's lawyer did make a statement here because this is his first Thanksgiving behind bars.
Oh, yes.
Says Todd's very upset about his situation at his first holiday season behind bars begins, and he's around other inmates instead of loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot of people, Todd.
Yeah.
It's not just you.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you got to spend it with the inmates there.
It's weird that they knocked time off and not.
Good behavior.
Is that what it is? Or were the appeals working? Oh, okay.
No.
Constantly appealing.
Correct. So the appeals are still in place.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have knocked time off for good behavior there. And, I guess they've been doing some stuff with other inmates, teaching classes,
mm-hmm.
some cooking classes, and, you know, there's probably a Bible study or something as well.
Oh, you go
in there and do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even that fucking murder thing you got me wrapped up in that night and fell asleep.
What?
You son of a bitch. So Crime Corner has become an awesome show. When are you guys dropping that? When's the next one coming out?
The next one we're going to do, audio will be on the RPR feed tomorrow night.
Okay, great. Because it's really starting to catch on. Everybody's going through
Friday,
the back catalog there. Download a Crime Corner on the RPR feed there. But when she does it, she watches these crime things and kind of gears up for it. Or potential cases that they might do later in the future. So you popped one on the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in, half of it was in, the guy was German, I believe.
Yeah, but she was American, so it was
She's
like...
British, yeah.
Well, no, she was American, but her family is British, so she had a weird accent.
She had a weird accent and everything else.
So it was halfy and halfsies.
Now, typical Netflix shit, because, you know, we're out of content, we're all stretching out these documentaries to like 4 episodes now.
Right.
Which don't need to be stretched out to that. You fall asleep about a half hour in.
You're welcome.
You woke up 3 hours later, and I'm still up waiting for the end of this thing, just staring at the screen like this.
Just
give me the fucking answer to this mm-hmm. goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do this.
Right.
That fucking guy, man. This will relate back to the Chrisley thing. He got in. I didn't tell you this, but he got in with the church, the Catholic Church, and was teaching people behind bars and all that other shit. And they're saying that's what helped knock down that sentence and get him, you know, more press and everything else.
Right.
That church shit's the way to go in prison, man. So if you're Chrisley knocking years off your sentence, that guy was able to get higher up shit there.
Right.
Not real. Are you trying to convert people for life? Like lifelong customers there? Is that what
the church?
Yeah. Is
yeah,
that the
yeah,
goal?
Yeah, yeah,
oh, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to ask you about it, but I forgot. And when the Chrisley thing popped up, I was like, huh, I wonder if this is a program to kind of get everybody in forever there. And not that there's anything wrong with it, obviously.
Sure.
I mean, look, you want to, if you're going to believe in something, behind bars is probably the best place to do it. Right?
Oh, yeah. It's,
holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that
yeah,
motherfucker
yeah, yeah.
fought for 33 years, dude, and would not give it up. And at the end of it, he was fucking guilty. Like, he killed those people. They both did.
Right.
They each served, you know, 35 years, 33 years, or whatever it is, and they, yeah. they let him out of
but
the
other
same
countries
time.
Are fucking weird like that, too. Where, like, for murder, straight up, like, first degree. The most some places have is like 12 years.
Yeah.
You get 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that may have been it. I don't think that they were getting out. I'm trying to find.
When you, by the way, when you say most places, Texas is one of those. So one of the top stories last night, as I was watching the Monday Night Football game, when they cut to the news, they'd caught this serial killer. Now, they didn't know he was a serial killer until they finally got him, and then he confessed to all this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he did murder a fucking 8-year-old in the 80s here in Texas.
Okay.
And he only got 12 years. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
That's how it used to be?
Wasn't he in already?
Who?
The dude.
Well, he'd gone to jail for that murder, and then but he killed an 8-year-old, only got 12 years. And then they let him out, and then they're shocked that he murdered fucking six more people over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
Reza was his last name, R-E-Z-A. And when you look at the picture of this guy, you're like, yeah, you were a fucking serial killer.
Yeah.
Why are we even letting people out at that point? For cool, man, you killed an 8-year-old in the 80s. We're all good. We're just going to go ahead and give you life and get you the fuck out of there. No need to let you out. But yeah, you ended up killing like fucking six more people over the years, I guess. So, what the shit, dude?
I don't know. Maybe.
What happened to the system, you know?
Maybe he's old?
No, he wasn't fucking old. It was in the 80s. He got released in the 80s. It's 40 years, 30 years later, whatever it is, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Motherfucker was killing people, and I was like, holy shit, did they used to do that back then? I guess a murder charge really didn't carry that much weight back in the day.
No.
That's nuts to me.
I think they believed in true rehabilitation and not just... revenge.
Man, I would have, if it was my kid, second they step out of jail, that's it. There was one, man, that's a listener sent me the other day where it was the anniversary of this woman who this dude fucking killed her child or whatever, and she just pulled out a gun in court and just emptied the fucking magazine into this guy.
Wish we knew
him.
Names of these like vague
it
stories
was in black,
that we're
so,
telling. That's
well,
why
the,
I was
the
trying
Reza,
to look for the
Reza guy. Just look up Reza Austin and you'll find it. But
right, but the German,
the
one.
The black and white one. Holy shit! Well, I don't ever pay attention to their names because I don't really care. Like, if it's famous enough, I'll know it. Mm-hmm. Most of these murder docs now, you're going into these stories that are cool. But they weren't necessarily that famous. And they're like, oh, man, remember that small town in Virginia? I was like, no, motherfucker, I didn't live anywhere near that. How would I know that? I don't remember that name, you know? But the story's cool, and I'll hang in there for the story.
Yeah, they're trying to force things.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh, yeah, remember how famous this was? And I was like, no, I never fucking heard of it until Netflix brought it up.
Right.
Same with Making a Murder, right? Did you ever hear that story?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
So I was like, all right, cool, man. I'm not doing this bullshit. The only one that I remember is the retarded kid, Massey. Right?
Yeah, from that.
That's it. Only because he was a sweet retard. You were like, all right, dope, dude.
He just wanted to watch WrestleMania.
That's all he wanted
Jens,
to do.
Jens Soaring and Elizabeth Haysom is the German one.
Is the German one?
The one that we watched. I'm just saying the names because we're like,
oh,
we're going
gotcha,
into
gotcha,
like
gotcha,
vague
gotcha,
stories,
yeah,
but
yeah,
not
yeah,
really
yeah,
saying
yeah.
what it is. And then there's a, I think, Netflix documentary, Till Murder Do Us Part, if you want to get into what Ross was forced to get into. It's a good one. They both are accusing each other, and they kind of like make it so no one really does know who did it, and no one really knows the truth. So they both go away.
Yeah.
But get out 30 years. You know what I mean? And they were really young too, but all right, there was that. Now you're saying the serial killer. Okay. That name.
Reza.
Then some random girl that, some random lady that unloaded.
Yeah, dude.
You know, without names and things, it just kind of sounds like we're talking about friends that nobody knows.
It's not that. It's just, I think murders were treated differently back in the day, yeah, where you could get, you could do it and be like, all right, here's 12 years and you're all done, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas Chris Lee, what was it, tax evasion, he got 12 years? You could murder an 8-year-old in the 80s, and then he was like, all right, 12 years, man. I hope you've learned your lesson and move on.
Oh, we talk about
Chris
that.
Chris Lee is just
yeah,
money fraud or something.
We talk about years. That on Crime Corner, and probably Softcore does too, where it's just like, oh, the 70s, dude. Like, there were times in history where, yep, you could just...
So many, hijacks of planes, so many hitchhikers.
Hitchhiking was like a fucking thing. Kidnapping, yeah, easy peas, right? You will never find the kid.
Yeah.
Murder, serial killers. That was like the heyday.
Wild, isn't it?
And then it's like internet started,
yep,
CCTV footage, phones.
Oh, yeah,
now
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like literally, I was watching the Murdaugh thing. Like, mm-hmm, he would have gotten away with it. Was it not for his son's phone?
That phone, yeah. That one phone,
I mean,
clip did it.
So it's just like, and they'll always find something.
Mm-hmm.
So
Murdaugh!
You just can't fucking murder the way you used to. You can't kidnap the way you used to. And it's sad.
It is sad.
You know, because then all of my stories are going to have to be from fucking either the low country or the 70s.
And I'll follow up on what you just said. Last night after that Reza, the serial killer guy, his last name was Reza, by the way.
Okay.
After the serial killer guy, the next story up on the news was this cop who had shot a guy who was trying to drive away from him, and he had a gun and mm-hmm, blah, blah, blah. And he was on trial in Austin here. And they had a juror in the shadow, you know, the shadows, like,
oh yeah, yeah, know, yeah, with the voice modulator or whatever.
She didn't do the voice modulator.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, fuck, we're all gonna know who you are, Becky.
Right.
She had the whitest, like, and a lot of people on, like, the jury thought we were doing something special, and it was just like,
maybe
holy
that
shit
was the voice modulator that they did.
And then I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, Jesse.
What?
But there's plenty of cases in the 1800s that might interest you. I know you don't like going back that far.
I think because
it doesn't connect with people.
Because it was too easy to get away with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where there's no mystery of it.
And people,
it's
were
like,
dying,
oh,
for
you could literally
shit,
just fucking, right?
Yeah, but there's some crazy ass shit in the 1800s.
Oh yeah, I mean,
there
but
is,
there was no
there
law.
Is.
A lot of people, a lot of places didn't even have a law back then. So
no,
it was like, all
right,
right, cool.
Well, I'll just be a guest on your show if you do it.
Yeah, do
which
it.
You have and
1800. Yeah,
yeah.
But you got it. You got to bring me on for some murder.
Murder though, bring her on for murder. She likes old murders.
Murder.
Yeah, you were on for that episode about the guy that would just like drink other people's blood and light like barns on fire, hoping to get homeless.
Oh yeah,
people.
That guy was fun.
Yeah.
That guy was fun.
Victimless crime there.
Well, at that time, it feels like it.
I know.
I mean, people are going to die, like I said, from diarrhea or a headache. So, like,
yeah, light the barn on fire for the homeless guy.
We didn't value life in the same way.
Light the barn on fire for the homeless guy. You're fine.
It's like, what was the Yellowstone prequel? I mean, it was just,
oh, yeah.
I mean, every day, someone's just leaving by the tree. You know what I mean? It, yep, was just a different.
They've got yellow fever, leaving by the river. They're all done. You're like, well, all right.
I mean, diarrhea was,
dysentery.
I mean, the biggest killer,
yeah,
of
leave them by the river.
Everybody.
And they're always left by the river for some reason. I guess because they wanted to drink water and
no,
then
they
die
could
by
have
the river.
A nice view and be left in, like, you know, a peaceful death sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that fucking cop last night, they said the jury was torn and it ended up being divided. And it was simply because there was too much footage of this cop killing this guy that they were like, oh, we had 8 different angles. She was like, it was surprising how many angles of footage we had because it was different officers, body cams, dash cams, all this other shit. You can't get away with dick anymore, right? Because of the technology now. Where you're just like, well, what the fuck, man? Whereas back in the day,
Right.
70s? Yeah, dude, you pick up somebody on the road. There's no cameras for shit.
Look, it was just if you were a charming liar, you got away with it.
Do you know how many cyclists I would have killed in the 70s if I was alive just to do it? Just because, well, I can't get caught doing this.
And by the way, there wasn't as many of those motherfuckers. So, you
cyclists?
Know, yeah. Well, they stayed in their lane, so to speak. Like, they were biking where you're supposed to bike. This world of, like, a bike is now a car. This is new.
Yeah.
This is a new world. Just a little kink.
And I would have laughed hysterically. I'd be like, oh, this is 1972. You know? It's
Yeah,
the 70s, brother.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. There's just more fun, too, to come up with murders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the husband that, you know, the truck flies off, you know, the brakes don't work and the truck flies off the cliff, but somehow he is able, you know what I mean? He's able to jump out in time and grab onto the side, right? Now, because there just wasn't as much investigation, you couldn't prove as much DNA, all of this, you're just like, all right, man. I mean, that's a weird story, but what am I going to do? I have no proof otherwise.
Nothing.
So it was just more fun. You know what I mean? You could just come up with a great plan and you will get away with it.
Yeah, I agree. Quick conspiracy theory I want to run by you here. And I don't know if you've noticed it. I'm just curious because you don't follow politics or anything else, really. You know, you kind of check out of it, which is nice. And I enjoy that about you. I think if you're watching it too much and you're too into it, but both people in the relationship, probably not good for you, right? So when I come home, you're usually watching something fun and flirty versus like something aggressive.
I mean, I watch a David Muir and a local news.
Yeah, well, and that's good enough, right?
Yeah. The top headlines. I don't go much further than that.
So let me ask you, because I'm usually getting home a little later now, just because of all the shit and we're getting closer to the holidays and I'm going to wrap out everything.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed the media turning on Biden right now?
Yes.
And it hasn't really happened before where you're like, oh, they're starting to hate this guy and they want him out of there.
I think so. I mean, the one that really did it for me recently.
Uh-huh.
And Dan, you can pull this up. Listen, you're old. There was a headline that's like, oldest president, and it looks like it's being nice. Uh-huh. Happy birthday to the oldest, right?
Yep.
President. And then you go, huh.
If you're thinking about the same thing that I am,
the Taylor Swift and Britney Spears mix up.
No.
So, you can fall. You can fall down.
Yep.
You're old.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yep.
You can mix up, you know, hard to say, you know, European Middle Eastern words. Okay. Fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
You can not be able to read the prompter as fast. I'm good with all of it. Like, have other people talk for you. I don't fucking care. That's what happens anyways,
sure.
Right? This is where I draw the line.
I have not seen this.
And I am now on everyone else's, I mean, on your guys' side.
Okay.
So,
than getting a ticket to the Renaissance tour or Rip Britney's tour. She's down in, it's kind of warm in Brazil right now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Right.
You don't mess up Taylor Swift.
You do not mess up Taylor Swift and Britney.
Wow, dude. Wow. So Delco, stay here. We actually have I have a different one for you. Just type in Joe Biden right there and then birthday cake, because they really did him dirty with this one. And
they
put
81 candles on,
see,
or something.
You'll see. And this is, yep. Just pop that picture up on the screen. Okay. So
jeez.
This was taken inside the White House, and this is the picture that they decided to release for the world of, like, happy birthday, Joe Biden, blow out your fucking birthday cake. Like, come
this
on, man.
This is danger. I mean, it looks like a bomb.
Well, not only it's that, but like...
And it's dangerous.
His smile, along with the birthday cake, which is completely on fucking fire for the audio listeners here. I mean, it is that's a four-alarm blaze on top of there. I mean, there is. If you're trying to hide the age and everything else, and you can see if you look closely in the mirror, the guy who took, you can see the back of the head of the guy who took the picture there, and you're like, man, you did him dirty, dude.
Right.
You get to release whatever you want to the public. It's just the two of you in that room, and this is the one you went with. And I was like, come
yeah,
on, man.
Yeah, and come every on, outlet is doing it too now. Because I think, you know, I think the jig is up for sure. I mean, I think it's like, you know, again, say what you will about whatever, he's got an earpiece, he falls off a bike. It's like, sure. Yeah. I mean, you're old, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's gone too far now.
They're really going. It's starting to feel like they're going after him now. And you're like, man, there's two people in that room. Just use. I'm sure it was a burst on an iPhone or whatever the fuck it was. Just use another picture. Not one part of you looked at that picture unless you hate him and just being like, eh.
What other picture is there? I mean, it is. They
blowing out the candles. Just show the aftermath.
It's a fire, though. It's not a. Those aren't candles, right? Why does it look like that?
I don't know if they put 81 candles in
there. It's
a
fucking fire.
Is he 81 or 82?
Is
81.
There cake left after this?
I don't know. I'm surprised the White House didn't burn to the fucking ground. Like, look at that. Holy shit. And again, unless you're trying to get somebody out, don't release that photo. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've all taken selfies of our friends or each other or whatever, where it's just like, let me proof that real quick.
Right.
Don't put that photo out. Let's just use another one. We're all good. And this is the one they put out. It's like, happy birthday, you old bag of shit. Oh, is everybody calling you an old bag of shit? Cool. Here's your cake completely engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got a good chuckle out of it. And obviously the internet is too over here. So, you know. All good on that. All good on that. But whoever did that, wow. Wow, they did him fucking dirty there.
Yeah.
They did him fucking dirty.
Are we doing a Thanksgiving special for Thursday?
Yeah, you want to do one for...
I don't know what that means, but...
Let's do it. Let's do a Thanksgiving Day special, because typically we record Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll come in... Tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
We'll
come in tomorrow morning, and we'll do a Thanksgiving special. We'll do an extra show this week.
Okay.
Let's do it for the people.
Will it be live?
Yeah.
Wednesday?
Live on, we'll do it on Patreon, obviously.
Okay.
So you get an Bros Podcast
extra
Patreon.
Show on Patreon Let's tomorrow.
Do Let's do it for sure.
And then you can have audio for your drive back.
To wherever you're going, yeah.
Right?
Because a lot of people are driving away for Thanksgiving and things like that. So we'll just drop the audio immediately and say, hey, have fun.
Have fun with your life.
Happy Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah.
And if you get in a car crash and die, just remember that we were the last voices you heard. And right. Hopefully we provided laughter before death. You
right.
know? That's dark, isn't it? You ever think about that? If somebody's ever died to one of our shows?
No. I have not.
Okay. I've done over 3,000 episodes now. Somebody's had to have died during the show, you know? Shortly thereafter.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and that, wasn't that weird to think about?
Yeah.
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 Gosh.
Yeah, dude. Taylor Swift couldn't be at the game last night because she murdered somebody, by the way. So that's weird.
I mean, that's what they're making it seem like.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Heat exhaustion or something like that.
As Biden said.
And Travis Kelce played awful last night. The last two games she hasn't been to, he's played horrific and He lost the game for them last night. He fumbled on the 7-yard line. I would have put him up by 2 scores. They would have won the fucking game.
That makes me think so much less of him.
He never does that shit either.
No, but it's like you can't do your job unless your fucking girlfriend is there cheering you on.
I don't think it's that.
It's fucking weird.
I think the pressure is starting to get to him of dating the most famous person on the planet and living up to it, where... Before, he was
there,
the greatest
though,
tight
fine.
End ever. I know, it's weird.
Okay.
I think that's part of it now, too, where it's like, well, shit, I can't do this in front of her. But, man, I've never seen him that bad than I
Pretend
have last
Pretend that she's there, then. I mean, my God, it's just fucking baby stuff
hey,
to
dude,
me.
I think he's
stuff.
A little baby.
That's what I mean.
Two little
it's
babies
baby
together.
Stuff where I didn't think he was that way. You know, I was like, I just thought he was awesome. She was there. Whatever.
Yeah,
maybe
man.
It's also the traveling back and forth because he went to like Argentina. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's like, it's one of those things where like your dude gets in a relationship and he's just like not sleeping as well, not eating good. You know what I mean? And you're just like, hey, dude, maybe like stay
Knock
here
it off.
And work out and
That's
like,
right. I forgot
focus,
he went down there.
Watch tape, like whatever.
He went to fucking Argentina. You're right. Or what
yes.
was it, Brazil or Argentina?
I think he went
was?
To the Argentinian. leg of
That's right, dude. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That travel's got to suck on your off week, because they had a game in Frankfurt, Germany, I think the week before, too. So, like, from Frankfurt to the U.S. to fucking Argentina to back here, like, and that you were supposed to be off that week. That's your bye week to sleep and rest and catch up on everything.
Yeah.
It looks like shit, man. She's got to come back, Tay-Tay. Tay-Tay's got to come back if they
want
to win.
Or he just needs to fucking stay put and focus on his job.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why
let her focus on her fucking job and just like, what?
You might have to have a crazy Brittany Mahomes at the end of the day who's just, hey, dude, I'll be at every game and you can focus and, you know.
That, or I'm going to make sure that, like, during this season, like, you know, you stay here, you do what you have to do. No, you don't have to go to the kid's birthday, or you don't have to go to fucking Harry Potter, you know, whatever. You can stay and do what you have to do and stay in the hotel with the team and all of that. But
he did say something funny after the game that was caught on mic. It was accidentally mic'd up. So his brother plays on the other team. They now have the number one podcast in the world because of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. No jealousy here whatsoever, you know.
They were doing okay before that. They were. I just want to say.
It's a good show.
It was like number five.
It's a good show.
It was.
I don't mind it. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, number one, that's a lot. But they were accidentally mic'd up, and because his fumble ended up losing the game for him, when he went to shake his brother's hand after the game, he said, that was a late birthday present for you. Love you, big guy.
Right.
And he had a chuckle about it.
Right.
But watching him walk through the tunnel and seeing how pissed off he was, it was like, you knew you blew that game, homie.
Yeah. You know?
Ugh. Hate to see it. Tay-Tay, though, you know?
Get your fucking shit together. Dude.
Get your shit together. That's all we're saying here. I want you to get your shit together, Jesse. Okay? I want you to get your shit together today. You got a nature nook? You got a crime corner for the people? What do you got? Are you debating it? Is it that bad?
No, it's not that bad.
Okay.
Is
it too dark for you two?
No.
All right.
No. It's both a nature nook and a crime corner. So
combined?
Play whichever one you want.
Or play both at the same time. Yes.
Delco's the fucking producer. Running the fucking show, right?
Yeah, dude. No Bob, no problem.
No Bobs, no probs.
No Bobs, no probs, dude, over there. Nailed it.
Did nail it.
No Bobs, no probs over there for
Bobs,
Delco today.
No probs, dude. No
pressure's on. We're towards the end of the game here. Don't Travis Kelce this, dude. You've had a perfect game so far.
No, he's killed it.
To Delco.
So reward offered after, this is sent to me by Bobs. So.
Okay. All right.
Bobs, no probs. Bob. Yeah. reward offered after beheaded chickens, dove, and a rooster are found in cemeteries as part of ritualistic sacrifice.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
So
I
this
don't mind
is
that.
Still a thing. Long Island cemeteries. I mean, of course.
God damn, dude. There's a lot of shit. It's Long Island. A lot of shit goes on in Long Island. Like a lot of weird shit.
Oh yeah, because it's like one of our last kind of country, both hillbilly, country, mobster. Like it's all the things that have gone away in other cities are still going on in Long Island. Do you know what I mean?
It's still a movie. Like if you picture yeah. Long Island, if you've never been to Long Island, it's still that movie where all the families know each other. Where Tony's cousin? I know you. You know you, and then you know what house they live in and all that shit. The houses haven't changed in 50, 70 years or whatever it is. Like yeah.
You can still do crimes. Yep. You can still do drugs. You can all those things.
Mm-hmm.
New York authorities are looking for person or people responsible for chopping the heads off chickens and a dove and a rooster and dumping them off at cemeteries as part of a ritualistic sacrifice. They're just dumping them. I thought they were like doing a full. They're just kind of there.
This is your dabbling in it, you know, where you're
right.
Like, oh,
you're
really
doing
want to join
it somewhere
the
else.
Occult, but
yeah, you're doing it somewhere else and then just kind of driving by cemeteries and throwing maybe.
Right.
Saturday, the. So the Suffolk County Society sure. for Prevention of Cruelty of Animals, investigating a series of incidents where parts of animals were discovered at the cemeteries. The latest incident occurred at Union Cemetery in Middle Island when a man walking his dog on Wednesday found a bag containing a beheaded chicken and chunks of coconut wrapped in a bag. So that's like, you just go like, oh, trash? No, it's probably like the potion for some kind of curse or something, uh-huh. right? Where you need like this many, it's like written in the spell.
Yeah.
This many chicken heads and this many pieces of coconuts,
mm-hmm.
Wrapped and
gypsy tears.
And, right. Yeah. Well, who knows what else was exactly, who else was in there?
Yeah.
You know, the breath of a baby, you know what I mean?
Out of a cat's mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you close it all in the bag. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just some Long Island shit. And I like it. There's like candles, weird vegetables, goat head. They're just finding random.
Yeah. I mean, you're dabbling in it at this point, and you haven't really gone the extra step of like, all right.
Of what?
I'm going to, I don't know, put hooks in someone's back and hang them up in my own barn and then sexually torture them.
No, you're I think this is more some like voodoo,
yeah, yeah.
dark magic yeah. type of, I mean, you would expect to see in Louisiana something like this, right?
Right.
So it's like they're something.
But it usually leads to, you know, putting your own genitals inside of a bear trap and then closing it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. But this is the first step. You always start like this. That's how Dahmer started. Remember, it was taxidermy. He was killing fucking animals and shit. And then... and he graduated. You know, you gotta go to,
I think it's different. I hear you.
Some people gotta go to junior college before they go to real college.
No, I hear you. And that's one of the, you know, there's like four things that, you know, all serial killers have in common. One is, you know, torturing animals as they were younger, bedwetting until really late in life, mommy issues. And then there's one other thing. But yeah, that's pretty common with, you know, serial killers. I think this is different, really. I think this is just like weird witchcraft stuff.
Mm.
Weird, like seance, like sacrifices, just weird fucking things.
Yeah, just offering it up to the gods.
Yeah, to get some kind of, you know,
relief.
Something yeah. to happen for wealth or health or whatever. And then there's these books that have all these different things that you need. Like you need one dove, one rooster, right. one chicken, five coconuts.
Yep.
Right? So yeah, I think it is different, actually. I hear you, but you're wrong. But this is, it's
weird. We don't
weird.
Know that I'm wrong. This
it's
just started.
Weird,
this
though.
Just started. Let them get going, dude. Let people fucking run before they fly. I don't understand why
okay.
you're limiting them to this right now. We don't know who they're going to go on to kill one day. All right?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
When they're going to chop off their own penis, put it in a frying pan, cook it, eat it, and then, you know, get a gay lover off of fucking.
Again, I mean, totally different types of weirdness.
Grindr.
But yeah, I hear you.
I'm just saying. Okay, let's.
I hear you. You're wrong.
Let's
it's
respect
fine.
The serial
Admit
killer
it.
They might become one day.
Yeah.
We're just getting
you're
started.
You're wrong.
Here.
It's fine. We're okay with it. We're used to it here, right? You're wrong. I'm right.
No,
it's okay.
No one says I'm wrong.
I hear you. Everyone.
Early stages.
Everyone's saying.
Early stages of this guy's
Ross,
young career.
Ross, you're wrong. You know what I mean?
No.
Again. Oh, it's like Ross is wrong again.
Very early stages
Nobody's
of this guy's career
that.
Right now.
Nobody's
so,
saying that.
Yeah, either. We're in the very early stages of this guy's career. Let him flourish.
It's
and
not
be the
guys.
Serial killer
it's been
he wants
happening
to be.
A lot in different areas. I think it's a. It's some kind of. Cult they might find
what?
Or go cool. to the weird religion like weird small little churches find some shit
Jesse,
there
who knows okay?
yeah
who
yeah.
knows
mm-hmm.
but let these people grow and shine okay there's no reason to push them down right now and saying this is it for them it's all they're gonna ever do and then they're gonna go back to you know, back to fucking math class later on and figure out their lives.
No, they'll go back to like their weird witchy house with like incense and candles and like it's a totally different type of person, criminal.
I can't wait to see who this guy becomes. That's all I'm saying.
It's not one guy.
I encourage people to chase their dreams. And this seems like a guy who's chasing his dreams. And just, again, you dabble in it before you start going to humans. I mean, look at it. Where would you start, right? If you're cutting off someone's head. Start with a chicken first, very small. You can fucking rope that thing off and you're good. Mm-hmm. Then you graduate to a goat head. It's a little bigger. And then you're kind of getting into a small person there, you know? Sure. Where you're like, all right, maybe that's somebody who's 4'11". Like it's a midget's head is essentially what a goat's head is.
But you cut that off. Why would you throw it in the cemetery? You don't, or why would you do it on a grave? Like you don't have to. You could do it in your backyard and no one would even fucking know.
So it's kind of like a vision board where you're planning for the future, right? So if you want to kill people, you put those in the cemetery where your victims will end up one day if, pray tell, you were talented enough to become the next serial killer. This is some minor league baseball shit, dude. You got to start in single A. You don't just go to the majors. You got to start in single A somewhere, okay? I'm surprised it's you.
What?
This is how all these people start. You know this.
I do know this, and that's why I know that's not that.
No, this guy's been pissing the bed for years, dude. I bet you last night, there's warm urine all over his fucking bed, dude. You know, I bet you lift that top sheet on there, and it's just yellow.
You would know.
We were all yellow. Could you imagine if I pissed the bed at this age? It'd be great. It'd be fucking great, dude. Been a long time. When was the last time you pissed yourself? I remember.
You remember for you?
Yeah. I was 19 years old. And I pissed my pants.
No.
It was pretty fucked up.
No, I think I've always been able to control that.
Same here. Yeah. And that was just a... It was a fraternity hazing thing. And it was a blackout moment. I was like, well, I pissed my pants. I didn't even bother getting up. I was just like, I'm here now. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a good old fraternity hazing, you know, where you just black out and piss your pants.
Sure.
Last time, though.
Yeah.
Last time in my life. Oh, yeah. In my adult life, which is nice.
19's old.
19.
For it to be the last time?
No. Okay. For the amount of booze I drank that I consumed that
I've heard of, like, I pissed in the closet, I got up and pissed in the wrong spot, thought it was a bathroom, but just straight
that's
up not
a
getting
times.
Up. Wow.
Last time.
Okay.
Weird, right?
I guess not.
19, it was a long time ago.
I guess that's not weird.
Yeah, it was 14 years ago. I'm 33, so it's like, you know, very long time ago, Chesty.
Yeah, for sure. Look.
Don't piss your pants this Thanksgiving or piss the bed, all right? People are going to judge you. Like this one over here.
Look, you learn something new every day about your loved one.
And to this young serial killer out there, congratulations. You got to start there, and then you work your way up. Can't wait to see your work in the future, all right?
Sure.
All right? We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk the fuck away, dude. You can just do whatever you want after that. Run, hide, fight, do whatever it is you do in this life, all right? We love you, okay? We appreciate you tuning in day after day after day. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. We'll be right back.